supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and especially this program, today's special. Salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, and welcome to this episode under the topic of sleeping. Of course, we'll look at sleeping in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. Without you, you're the reason. reason that I strive. You're my destiny, you're my revenue, you're the reason that I breathe, you are all that I believe.
We open the calendar. Today, Monday, is the 5th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Al-An'am, chapter 6 of the Holy Quran, verse 60.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار ثم يبعثكم فيه ليقضى أجل مسمى ثم إليه مرجعكم ثم ينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
And it is he who takes your souls by night and knows what you have committed by day. Then he revives you therein that a specified term may be fulfilled. Then to him will be your return. Then he will inform you about what you used to do.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
By night, Allah takes activity out of your soul the same as He takes it by death. He's also aware of what you do during the day. During the night you sleep, and during the day you perform some activities. Then Allah will raise you up from your graves so that He reckons you for what you spend your lives upon. It is so until the appointed time comes forth when Allah has assigned for raising the dead from their graves and giving them the fruit of their deeds. This is the hereafter. Thus your return is unto Him, that is, you will attend where you will be reckoned.
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Let's know a little about the view of Islam about sleeping. Whoever sleeps after he has discharged his duties concerning obligatory and recommended prayers and has carried out his responsibilities sleeps a praiseworthy sleep. This is because people have ceased to guard their faith and to take care in observing their conduct. They have taken the left-hand path when a sincere bondsman strives not to speak out of place. How can he avoid hearing that which would prevent him from not speaking unless there is a safeguard? Sleep is one such safeguard. As Allah said in chapter 17, verse 36, surely the hearing and the sight and the heart, all of these shall be questioned about that. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the importance of sleeping. According to certain Quranic verses, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified around one third of every night to prayer and supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another indication is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was really very, very zealous in performing these supplementary and additional prayers, especially at midnight, such that in some cases, doing this wasn't, good for his health. Because of this, he received some instructions from God in order to make it lesser, so that his body health wouldn't be at risk. At the same time, as indicated in certain Quranic verses, it's indicated and it's certain that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addition to performing midnight prayers and midnight salat, he used to recite the Holy Quran at that time. On the other hand, it deserves mention, it's mark worthy that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sleeping wasn't like our sleeping, because when we sleep we get cut off from the world around us. However, in the case of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was a divine prophet, he was the final divine prophet, his sleeping wasn't sleeping, for example, by spirit, or for example by other, for example, higher organs or systems of nervous systems. So rather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was capable of receiving the news of what went on around him while he was still asleep.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIV English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The etiquette of sleeping. In the continuation of today's special. Set an alarm to wake up for Fajr prayer. This is a good advice. Fajr is the first and earliest prayer in the day, usually performed an hour before sunrise. To wake up on time and not to miss it, set an alarm a few minutes before the prayer is at. The Messenger of Allah has said whoever performs the prayer before the rising of the sun or Fajr and before its setting, Asr, will not enter hell. And whoever prays the two cooler prayer times, Fajr and Asr, will enter paradise. Getting up for Fajr is a struggle for many Muslims, especially in the summer in northern latitudes, if they are not used to waking up so early. They try your best to go to bed right away after Salatul Isha, so you'll be able to wake up earlier in the morning. Never ever be tempted to miss Fajr. Allah does not ask for much in return for everything that He provides. So always remember that prayer is the first thing they will be examining on the day of judgment.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Hygiene of sleep. Thank you very much for joining today's special from IRIB English Radio. the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoined upon the Muslims to recite and meditate upon the text of the verse of the Holy Quran entitled Ayatul Kursi and the last three chapters from the Holy Quran before going to bed. These verses are not recited like a charm. They deal with the most sublime attributes of Allah and as such deeply impress the mind of the individual. Contemplation of these divine attributes purifies and elevates the soul. One seeks protection with Allah from all evil ideas and mischievous things. This practice, if intelligently carried out, becomes a great source of moral strength. Sleepiness is a frequent cause and accompaniment of insanity. Hence, it is very important to get a good night's rest. Sleeplessness can be overcome by concentration of ideas at bedtime. Factors which help in concentration and bring on sleep are ablution at bedtime, warm bath, and hot drinks.
Narrated by Zurara and others, when Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is asked regarding sleep, which sleep entails performing wudu? Is it all sleep or is it some sleep? The Imam makes a difference. He draws a difference between the sleep of the eyes and the sleep of the ears. If it's just the sleep of the eyes, this does not entail wudu. This is not a hadath. You have not invalidated your wudu. Zurara, for example, he asked Imam al-Sadiq that if my head falls, you know, when you're asleep, if you're sitting in a car or you're sitting down, your head falls once or twice, do I need wudu? The Imam says, no, you do not need wudu for that. But if you sleep and you can no longer hear, then you need wudu. So again, we see a difference between the sleep of the eyes and the sleep of the ears. The first, we can call it a minor sleep, which does not entail wudu. While the second, the sleep of the ears, the major sleep, will entail, would require wudu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we read the Quran, we discover that sleep is a minor death. Yes, it is a minor death. Because during sleep, our souls leave the bodies. Just like in death, when the soul departs the body and never returns again, the difference between sleep and death is that both of them, the soul leaves the body. But in sleep, the soul does not decouple from the body. It departs, but it comes back. It remains. It remains with the body. It doesn't depart all the way. While in death, the soul departs and it decouples. It leaves the body. It separates from the body. That is the difference.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. I mean, sleeping in the view of Islam. Thank you very much for joining us. Till another episode. Fi amanallah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends. and let us present you a brief but bright gem of an advice from the Prophet's 10th infallible heir, Imam Ali al-Naqi, peace upon him. This life of the world is a market in which some people gained and others lost.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/EM.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated and related from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This tradition is a tradition in which the Imam alludes to certain unforgivable sins. As you're well aware of, there are a number of categories of sins, or zunub, that a person can perform. Some of them are capable of being forgiven, even if the person never repents from them. He leaves the world without repenting from them. He dies without having the chance to repent from them. God can still forgive him for those sins. He can overlook them. The Prophet or Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or his family alayhi wasallam, they can intercede on the behalf of God, and these sins can be wiped out, forgiven, or overlooked. But there are certain sins which cannot be forgiven unless the person repents from them. before he leaves this world. In this beautiful tradition, the Imam alludes to some of these sins. Let's take a look at this tradition and see what the Imam alayhi salam says regarding them. Well, the Imam says, one of the firm decisions of Allah in the wise reminder, meaning the Quran, is that it will be of no avail to man to strive with his soul and to act sincerely if upon leaving this world to meet his Lord, he is still guilty of any of the following sins for which he has not repented. Right. So this is interesting. So it means that if a person leaves this world without repenting for one of the following sins, his other works will not avail the person, meaning it will be of no use for him. And he will not be rewarded from them. He will, the effect that he expects from them, which is the otherworldly reward, will not accrue from them, will not stem from them, unless he has repented for one of these sins before he leaves this world. What are those sins? The first is this, that he associated anything else with Allah in his obligatory worship. Meaning, I say that he ascribed a partner to God. He worshipped somebody else besides God, right? In his worship. For example, let's say he prostrated to an idol. You know, he believed in the divinity of some other being besides God, besides Allah, besides God. Or let's say, God forbid, this could be another form of this sin. He ascribed divinity to one of the prophets, one of the a'imma alayhimus salam, or something like that. This is the first sin. The second is, or appeased his own anger by killing someone. Let's say he murdered someone out of anger without a due reason. This is another one of those sins for which he will not be forgiven unless he has repented before he leaves this world. The next is, or exposed acts committed by others. Let's say somebody did something, he exposed this person in front of others and degraded the person because of it. The next is, or sought fulfillment of his own needs from people by introducing an innovation in religion. Meaning he changed religion for money. Right? He took some money from somebody, right, an enemy of religion, and changed something in religion, you know, in order to secure his worldly needs. Then the Imam says, or was two-faced in his encounters with people. He was hypocritical with people, or mingled among them deceitfully. So these are the final two sins that the Imam mentions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at unforgivable sins in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Aqa for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم
اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك وتمتعه فيها طويلا. May inshallah Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Let's recite a salawat.
اللهم محمد وعلي فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And as well, respected students, friends from Xavier International School, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Yes,
healthy?
Especially me.
Okay, no, especially you.
Especially my chair is not fine.
Especially okay. Me, because I didn't do the Quran homework.
Okay, so we'll punish you. This is Habibullah Faseezada again with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International School.
Students, especially
students of Xavier International School. Thank you so much. Welcome, brothers. I really welcome you all and also our Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world hearing us. Okay, so inshallah, today we are going to hold one of the other sessions of the Holy Quran, but in this session we're going to practice reading and reciting the Quran Kareem so that we could apply all the rules and the very, very important points, okay, that we have learned so far. Yes, we're going to inshallah apply all of them today and some of the surahs, some of the verses of the Holy Quran, okay? So, respected brothers and sisters, we are on page 591 of the Holy Quran. So please grab your Quran and turn to page 590. One, Surah Al-Tariq and Surah Al-A'la. Especially, okay, we are going to focus on the elevation and lowering attribute of the letters, okay? So, but before we go, I want to try saying and practicing these two words with me. Say, everyone, awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome, right?
Awesome.
When you say awesome, okay, so your mouth opens vertically, right?
Vertically.
Yes. Awesome.
Awesome.
Great. Now say happy.
Happy.
Ah, right? Happy. Happy. Happy.
Happy.
Yes. Happy. Yes. So remember, okay, that all the alphabet letters, okay, when you want to pronounce them, when you want to say them, okay, if they have an aleph with them, either they produce a happy sound, a sound, or awesome sound. Yes, ah, this ah, ah. Did you get Minhal?
Yeah.
So now Minhal is saying, tell us, say the letter kha.
Kha.
Yeah, kha with an awesome sound.
Kha.
Great, he has learned it, mashallah. So we are going to focus on these two attributes of the letters, okay? The elevation attribute and
lowering.
Okay, the elevation in Arabic we call it
ista'la and ista'la.
Yeah, and istifal. Istifal and ista'la. So, can you just let's review it? How many letters did we have which had like the elevation?
Eight.
Let's see, okay, seven or eight. Let's count them. Minah Hussein, one.
Ain.
Kha. Ain, did we have Ain?
No,
the twin brother.
Ain.
Ain, the twin brother. Okay, Muhammad Yahya?
Kha.
Kha. Hadi?
Ra.
Ra, great.
Da.
No.
Dod.
Yeah, Dod. That's great. Four, five? Twin brother of Dod.
Dod.
Sad.
Sad.
Sad. Next one? Number six?
Kha.
Pa, that's great. Pa, great. You?
How much?
Uh-huh.
Six, the sixth one.
A fish with an aleph. Pa, great.
And the
twin brother of Pa.
Wa.
Okay, so eight letters, right?
Just one.
Seven.
Let's review them.
Again.
Let's review them. Okay, one by one. Kha.
Kha.
Kha is the first heavy letter or the first letter having elevation attribute, okay?
Kha.
We pronounce them heavily, okay? Ha.
Ha.
Look, some people, okay, they are pronouncing this way. They are circling their mouth, their lips, okay? That's not correct. Ha. Ha. Look, they are doing this way. Ha. That's not correct. Ha. Just simple, normally. Look, look at my mouth, everyone. Look here. Look here. Ha.
Ha.
Just ha with an awesome sound.
Ha.
Ha. Don't do it, okay? don't. Ha. Ha. Sit quiet. Ha! Don't do it. Ha! So next one, what is the next one?
Ra.
Sa, ra. Great. So don't circle your mouth, okay? Ra. No.
Ra.
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 Ra. Next one. What was the next one?
Wang. No. Wa.
Sad.
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 Sad. Just look at me. Look at me. Sad. Put your tongue at the back of your lower teeth.
Sad.
At the back of your lower teeth.
Sad.
Press it.
Sad.
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 That's great. How do you do it?
Sad.
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 With an awesome sound.
Sad.
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 Okay, the twin brother of Sad.
Dog.
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 Next one.
Dog.
Paw. Paw.
Paw.
Paw. Again, do not circle your lips, okay?
Paw.
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 Next one.
Paw.
Law.
Law.
Law. More vibration. Look. Law. Like your motorcycle, okay? Motorbike. That one. Law. Yeah? And the last one?
I. Raw.
Oh, before. The letter before last.
Rain.
Rain. So if it has fatha, we say it. Qa. Qa. Next one?
Rain.
Rain. Before qa, we have rain, right? Ra.
Ra.
Ra. Okay. So let's go on, inshallah. Whenever you see one of these five, eight letters, you have to focus on the elevation aspect. And the other letters, of course, we do a lowering one.
وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So the next letters, okay, you have to remember that you pronounce it, you pronounce the letters like what? With a lowering attribute, yes? Like ma. No, no, do not say the names. Pronounce them with an aleph. No, hey, open your mouth horizontally.
Like this.
It's a smiley face.
Oh, it's a.
It's a happy, a happy letter. It's a happy letter. Mahdi, happy letter, yes. Sa, tha, ta, ja, ha. Okay, let's go on, inshallah. Recite a salawat, everyone.
Allah
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja. So, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir. Do not say shaitan al-rajim. I usually hear hadith saying shaitan al-rajim. Say it again.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan al-rajim.
Great. Shaitan al-rajim. Awesome sound. Shaitan al-rajim. Try not to punch it. Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Okay, was there any happy letter or
no? There was no.
Ra. We had a happy letter and also an awesome letter. Yes. Let's recite it again. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Who can find the happy letter? Happy letter.
Alif.
Awesome.
Meme.
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 Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Also, bis sin.
No, no. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ma, happy letter. Okay, an awesome letter here.
Ra.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. MashaAllah.
So you start to do it like this. Bismillahir.
Oh. Come on, did I say that?
No. You said just vibrate. Yeah, you said. Bismillah.
Because there are two ra, that's why, okay? We join them. Tashdeed.
Is there two ra? No, there isn't.
Okay, Mahdi, like this, yes? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. No one says just me.
Everyone.
It's yours.
Everyone. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay, so now let's go to Surah At-Tariq, right?
Yes.
So you have to pay attention first. I recite, then you just listen and find the lowering, the happy and awesome letters, okay? Understood? I will ask you. Just listen. So one by one, I will ask you, okay? You don't have to repeat. والسماء والطارق.
We have two elevations and two lowering.
Okay, let's say two lowering, one and two. It means two heavy, happy and two? Awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
No,
okay.
No, three awesome. Three awesome.
Say.
Upper.
Mim, ma, wassama.
Okay.
And wow.
Wassama.
And ta. And re. Ranke.
Okay.
Ta and re and re.
No, no.
Ta, re.
No, no. Sir.
Ah, yes.
Not
re.
So, look, you have to pay attention to those with aleph, okay?
Yeah.
This eight, this
meme.
Alphabet letters with aleph, okay?
Oh,
sir, so
because yeah, we have meme.
Yeah, we have, for example, wa, this is lowering, yes? Happy letter. Listen up, okay? Listen and find the lowering and elevating letters, okay? Wassama'i wa tariq. So, Muhammad Yahya?
There are meme, wa, the happy letters, and ta,
the awesome letter.
Yeah, awesome.
So, pay attention to the ones with aleph, okay? The letters with aleph, followed with aleph. I mean,
sir,
aleph maddi, okay? Having
okay,
aleph
sir,
maddi.
They are here also re and qe.
Yeah, I know, but pay attention now, okay, with aleph maddi, the letters with aleph maddi. You remember aleph maddi?
Yeah, but means without...
With fatha again, we can... Without aleph maddi again, we have that lowering and elevating.
And without... if we have kasra, then?
With kasra, that's lowering. Okay.
This
even if it's ra, if it has kasra, I told you that time. If it has kasra, that's lowering. You don't say ra, you say re. Basically, when you pronounce it with kasra, it is clear. Okay, it itself tends to a lowering.
So it can.
Yeah,
it
you can say re.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll continue the rest of the surah with after inshallah. We give thanks to the Xavier International School and also
Yahya and me.
Yeah, IRIB English Radio.
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari.
Yeah, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari, Minhal Hussain, Muhammad Hadi, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi.
Especially me.
Okay, and
especially
our reciter, Mahdi Al Husseinan. And yeah, some kind of.
Especially me, who I am.
Inshallah, let's recite a salawat and we'll get back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajayna faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma azma bala'i wa afrat bi su'hali wa qasrat bi a'mali wa qa'adat bi aghlali wa habasani an naf'i bu'd amali وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها.
As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believer, states, وَحَبَسَنِي عَنْ نَفْعِي بُعْدُ أَمَلِي. O Allah, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. In the previous program, we said how important it is to have hopes and high hopes, and being hopeful is itself a blessing from God Almighty, and it is implanted in every human being. And if this great blessing did not exist, human beings wouldn't have been able to do anything. They wouldn't make any efforts. They wouldn't be interested in any kinds of activities in their daily lives. Sometimes we have positive and excellent hopes to be a true believer, to have complete servitude. But on the other hand, sometimes our hopes are limited to material issues. And these kinds of hopes make us forget Allah and the hereafter. They are the ones that deprive us from truly obeying Allah, from truly worshipping Almighty Allah. The traditions narrated from the Prophet's household, alayhimu salam, contain valuable facts in this regard. For example, in a tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Al-amalu kas-sarab." Unreal hope is like a mirage. Anyone who looks at it is deceived by it. يَغِرُّ مَنْ رَآهُ وَيُخْلِفُ مَنْ رَجَاهُ. And anyone who is hopeful of it would get hopeless at the end. Elsewhere, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, الْأَمَلُ خَادِعٌ غَارٌ ضَارٌ. Unreal hopes are deceiving and harmful for everyone. الْأَمَانِيُّ تُعْمِي عُيُونَ الْبَصَائِرِ. Unreal hopes blind everyone's perception and insight. In fact, these unreal hopes are like the sultan of Satans that govern the negligent hearts. Considering this fact is so important, that Prophet Moses, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَأَلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ مُسَلَمْ, in his prayer, heard Allah saying, يَا مُوسَى لا تطول في الدنيا أملك فيقسو قلبك. O Moses, do not have high wishes in the world, since they make you hard-hearted. والقاس القلب مني بعيد. And the hard-hearted is away from me. In fact, this tradition is referring us back to what we earlier said. If those human hopes exceed the designated required amount to such an extent that they remove our security and our calmness, it is the time that they are seen as barricades, they are seen as covers, not allowing us to realize the true meaning of servitude.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness,
not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In the Arafah supplication, the Almighty Allah is called and is referred to saying, أعوذ بك من دنيا تمنع خير الآخرة. O Allah, I seek refuge to you from the world that hinders a better hereafter. وَمِنْ حَيَاةٍ تَمْنَعُ خَيْرَ الْمَمَاتِ. I seek refuge to you from a life that prohibits the best death. وَمِنْ أَمَلٍ يَمْنَعُ خَيْرَ الْعَمَلِ. I seek refuge to you from a wish that avoids doing the best deed. So this is how this phrase of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part of the Kumail supplication somehow happens. وَحَبَسَنِي عَن نَفْعِي بُعْدُ أَمَلِي. O Allah, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. These high hopes, يَمْنَعْ خَيْرَ الْعَمَلِ, they are avoiding us doing the best deed. Elsewhere, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, مَنْ أَيْقَنَ أَنَّهُ يُفَارِقُ الْأَحْبَابِ. The one who is sure that he would get separated from his friends after death, وَيَسْكُنُ التُّرَابِ وَيُوَاجِهُ الْحِسَابِ. The one who is sure that he would be placed in the earth at the end. The one who is sure that he would be probed by Allah. وَيَسْتَغْنِي عَمَّا خَلَّفَ وَيَفْتَقِرُ إِلَى مَا قَدَّمْ. The one who is sure that he would get needless of what he has left in the world, and he would get in need of what he has sent before. كَانَ حَرِيًّا بِقِصْرِ الْأَمَلِ وَطُولِ الْعَمَلِ. This such a person is deserved to have limited wishes and high attempt. Brothers and sisters, we have got more to discuss regarding this part of the Kumail supplication in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Aliyun hubbuhu junnah, wasimun nari wal jannah, wasiyul Mustafa haqqan, imamun nasi wal jinnah.
The gate of knowledge.
exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently discussing the sermon number 168 of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains how the leader of a government, of an Islamic government, is supposed to be one who can guide the people in trials and tribulations. He can show them the way in the darkness of all those difficulties, where confusion engulfs the eyes and the hearts and the minds of the people, such that they cannot decipher and recognize the truth. So Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon is kind of explaining the people what their duty is supposed to be in such situations. This sermon number 168, basically this sermon number 168 was given by Imam Ali alayhi salam when the fire of war of Siffin had been ignited, and therefore Imam Ali alayhi salam was now coming to explain the reasons behind this and to show them the way forward.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, as I mentioned, that this particular sermon number 168, is where Imam Ali alayhi salam is showing the way to the people, guiding them in the darkness of confusion, because the war of Siffin was a very difficult war. It was a war against Muawiyah, and the thinking of Muawiyah, the ideology that Muawiyah was presenting, that very ideology where Muawiyah was basically a demigod.